On this Thursday, Mike Tenora joins us as usual to take a look at the weather forecast. Mikey, it's hot, it's muggy here, all kinds of sunshine. What are things like in Chicago?
Well, it's not like that. It's pretty cool and it's cloudy. We've had temperatures in the 40s and 50s today. We had a lot of heavy thunderstorms last night. So there's a very sharp divide across the state with southern areas looking real nice and the far northern areas still on the other side of that boundary.
I take it that's the gradient is something we'll be talking about for some time to come, and that those who are to the northwest are going to stay cold and maybe wet and, well, snow or rain or something. What can you tell me?
Well, this is a very unusual pattern. I don't recall seeing something quite like this. But what's happening is we have Arctic air in place across the Dakotas, and that's going to leave South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana below freezing all the way until sometime on Tuesday. So we're talking about 120 hours or so of below freezing temperatures in the Dakotas in October. And we'll even see temperatures all the way into the single digits at times. So it's very much like winter in that region. And wheat is still emerging there too. So it's something we'll be keeping an eye on. That air mass is going to crash southward early next week. And it will send the entire hard red winter wheat belt below freezing for about 36 to 48 hours starting on Sunday. We might even see high temperatures only in the mid-20s in parts of Kansas, Colorado, and Nebraska, which in October is extremely unusual. In fact, minimum temperatures will fall into the single digits and teens, and that will put parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas at levels that are records for the entire month of October, because it's just so unusual to see it this cold at this time of the year. And we'll see some snow along with that. But the big question comes up on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. A system is finally going to move across the plains, and we need to see some big rains and snows or something before we go into the winter, because it's so dry out there. It looks like we are going to see a fairly decent event come Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will affect parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and maybe even Kansas. So look for about a half of an inch to 1 inch of water, the way we think it's going to shape up at the moment.
What will farmers here in our part of the world be dealing with as they try to finish up corn harvest?
We're going to see some decent rains. It'll rain on and off, kind of like it has been for a while. And that will all start to clear out once we get beyond that system in the middle of next week. But basically quite a bit wetter than what it has been over most of the autumn. And then it starts to, again, dry out once we get beyond the middle of next week.
In South America, they have been desperately waiting for rainfall to get started on the planting season there. And they're now, better than a month behind, I think, in parts of Brazil. What are conditions looking like today?
Well, it's still not raining that much. We've only had isolated to scattered storms over the last several days. If we look at our proprietary data, we're showing that about 80% of the soybean crop in Brazil received less than half of its normal rainfall over the last 30 days. And that compares to about 40% a year ago. And keep in mind that last year was considered a dry start to the season too. And then comparing that to 10% 2 years ago, which was a little bit of a wetter season. But basically, we're still sky high in the coverage of dryness in Brazil. It is going to rain a little bit as we move forward. We'll see a thunderstorm cluster move through on Sunday and Monday. That will moisten things up a little bit. Then once we get beyond Sunday and Monday, we'll finally see the wet season start in the central and northern areas. So they'll see a lot of rain coming up later next week and then probably into November in those northern areas where they've had difficulties planting. Those southern areas, though, even though they should get 1 to 2 inches early next week, they're probably not going to see very much after that. And the reason we're concerned about it is because normally they'd receive around 3 to 3.5 inches of rain every 2 weeks. So they're already in a drought, and now we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of rain, which is helpful, yes. But if there's no rain behind it, that's another 2 week period with only half of its normal rainfall or even less. So this is something that we need to keep on watching. In Argentina, they've seen some rains this week, and there is a pretty decent event coming up on Sunday as that same system that's driving thunderstorms in Brazil also sweeps across Argentina. So the story in Argentina is going to stabilize because we saw some rains. We do have some decent rains coming up, and their climate is a little bit drier at this time of the year than in Brazil. But we're also looking at a dry period coming up once the system moves through. So the big question that we're wondering, we don't have the answer, unfortunately, is whether or not this rain system that's moving through is part of the start to the end of a drought in Argentina, southern Brazil, and Paraguay, or if it's just a rain system within a drought. We won't really know the answer to that until sometime next month or maybe December. But basically the point is that, yes, there's some rain coming up, but we would argue that you're going to need to see more than this.
Speaking of drought, the wheat-growing regions in the Black Sea area, Russia, Ukraine, I think you mentioned Turkey to me at some point, are really still in dire need. Are you very worried about that?
Well, I think it's a major problem. I think it's one of the biggest problems we've seen out there in quite a long time, probably going back to the drought that we had maybe 10 years ago. The problem is that even though we did see rain this week and about half of the crop received what you would consider decent rainfall for a 7 to 10 day period, it did nothing to alleviate the drought. If you look at the coverage of dryness on the wheat crop in Russia over the last 30 days or the last 60 days or the last 90 days, we only see about 2% of the entire wheat crop having been wetter than normal in any of those periods, even after we account for the rain that just fell earlier in the week. And that just tells you that it's been very dry and that we need more rain. There's no real rain on the horizon. We can see that all the way out 10 to 14 days, we just don't have very much, if anything, on the way. So that crop is going to go through one of its driest periods on record. In fact, the USDA just a week ago stated that based on their records, this is the driest period they've ever seen between early August and the middle of October in over 30 years of record. And we certainly think that that situation still exists today based on the data that we have. So that'll be something to be seen as we go forward and what that means for how much they planted. But this is still a story and it's probably going to linger once we get into the winter.
Hey, Mike, thank you. We appreciate it.
Sounds great, Todd. I'll talk with you next week.
Indeed, we will. That's Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and helped us to wrap up this edition of the Closing Market Report that comes to you from Illinois Public Media.